The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks, our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Pindertal, Popeyes, Quartz International, and Printmasters.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be in the land of living this beautiful Thursday out here in the city of Nassau. Wherever you are out there listening to us, we say good afternoon and hope you're well. Happy birthday to all those persons celebrating birthday on May 1st, the month of grace. Come on, talk to me. I can't even get no amen. Jesus, it is the month of grace, right? And so we're going to be able to talk like this and be able to have a great conversation with all those particular persons. Jamming the way that we are, May 1st, 2025. I got to say a happy birthday to Lina May Bow and Lynette Bowleg, my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Lina May, I hope you're good, man. Happy birthday to you. And Lynette Bowleg, happy birthday to you guys being able to celebrate on this beautiful day. I suppose you're going to tell me that you're 16 again. So praise God, we're going to be able to do those particular things. And we can be able to jam the way that we are. Like I said, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for me. Jam the way that we are. Check them out, 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They got everything as it relates to being able to get your insurance. This is your time. If this is your month, you want to be able to ensure that you get your insurance taken care of and find yourself in the position of being able to do those things, stepping in that with clarity. Amen? You ain't got to be out here riding dirty. I see that the government police on the road today. No swooping and sliding and trying to be able to get around those particular spaces. But today, in that space, to be able to get those particular things taken care of. All right, so go down there and check it out and make sure that you're good. 3411AFS, 3411AFS. When you're there, tell Lina May and Lynette Bowleg happy birthday down at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can take good care of you like that, right? I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Wellness. Let me give you the numbers right off the top. 445-8111. 445-8111. They can take good care of you down there with Coco Plum Wellness. Remember, we talked about this, the hydrocolonic. You want to be able to do that. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. And they can be able to accommodate you and take good care of you in that kind of a space, all right? So make sure that you're good in those areas and get yourself your hydrocolonic. 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, and 50% off on the 25th day of the month. So you get 50% off. You can get 50% off on the 25th day of the month. Make sure you do that, but put your booking in ahead of time because she's stacking up, man. She's really being able to get busy. A lot of persons are being able to come down, and I want to be able to commend all those persons who are there, all those persons who are there in that particular space. Make sure that you can be able to you know, be like a give a testimony. Hey, listen, I was feeling sludgy. I was feeling, when I say sludgy, slow. I was feeling slothful. I was feeling slow. I didn't have the energy. And I really do need to be able to get an evacuation. I went down to Cocoa Plum Wellness and I feel excellent. Yeah, man, share the love. So persons can know exactly what they can be able to do. 25% off. Just let them know that you heard it here on the foundation. 25% off Monday, 25% off on Friday. And you can be able to get taken care of. And we're going to be able to hear from MST Bar also. White. But I want to be able to hear from MST Bar also. Well, I got my good guy coming in the studio. This guy's coming in the studio and telling me how we want to be able to do stuff. Sorry about that. But I got my guys coming in here, Avery Lightburn, to tell us a little bit about MST Bar at 1 o'clock today. So we're going to be able to dive into that. And all you guys know, if you're into rebar, you're looking for those particular things, you want to do that and find out more information. So give them a call. All right. Deal struck for the carbon credits. Seagrass ecosystem to being monetized. Over the next 5 years, repairs underway for the Dundas Center. We talked about that. We're happy to be able to see them do that. Office of the Prime Minister tabling a BPL deals now could impact negotiations. A man accused of raping a 9-year-old girl. Man, that's a heavy accusation, Jesus. Prime Minister bills a step forward in modernizing financial service sector. Now, I want to talk with you guys. We've been hearing a lot of things about the post office, and in the midst of those particular conversations, I found myself in the position being able to reach out to the postmaster and really being able to find out sort of her vision and her ideas, her plans for the future. And I really was trying to get into people business also to find out what the turmoil was and the upheaval in that kind of a space, what it spilled out in the media. And as she started to speak with me, I'm talking about Postmaster Siobhan Johnson, as she started to be able to speak with me, she says, Howard, we have a responsibility to be able to inform the opportunities that we have here, the savings, so forth and so on, and the opportunities that exist in these particular spaces. There aren't many people really being able to be informed about that. And I'd love an opportunity to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to introduce you to Postmaster. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Siobhan Johnson, to be able to tell us all about some of the great products and opportunities that exist at the post office. Good afternoon. How are you? Is she on with us?
Good afternoon. I am.
I'm great. How you doing? I'm so happy that you were able to kind of call in with us today. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
It is wonderful.
From Freeport.
Are you in Freeport? Okay, you in my island. Okay, praise God, right? So tell me about some of the things that, because I've seen some things on TikTok, right? Well, before we do that, introduce yourself, let persons know who you are and the position that you hold in the post office.
Siobhan Johnson, acting postmaster. And I have sitting next to me Cherie Minnis, officer in charge of the post office savings bank backup. But basically, I am the acting postmaster as of October 2024. So maybe just about 6 months, I think, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to help modernize the post office and also help prepare for the next Postmaster General.
Okay. Now, I can start right there before we get to the savings bank, right? I can start right there. When you say help to modernize, for me as an individual, I've never utilized the service of the post office. I remember my mother them used to have like JCPenney, Lord and Taylor, this, that, and all these other things, bills that would come through that particular sector. But for the most part, we have never really utilized locally this particular thing. Now, as a result of emails, as a result of this sort of instant gratification that exists in other spaces, my mind has never gone into the post office. And so I'd like to ask you, the traditional concepts that existed, and what do you mean by modernize? Talk to me about it.
So first of all, the post office and post offices all over the world offer what's called a universal service obligation, has a universal service obligation to basically make postal services affordable and available to the general population. And so the services that are considered essential, we are in essence an essential service. And some of those things are you know, the SDG goals, one of them talks about financial inclusion, so access to affordable ways to transfer funds around the country and around the world are available through modern post offices today. When it comes to communication, we always have to make available to persons, you know, so through general delivery or by having your own private mailbox, the services of mail. You also have persons that use parcel post, which is a parcel delivery option. We also have expedited mail, very similar to FedEx and DHL, where if you want to send a package or receive a package through expedited services, point to point, that is also available through the post. And we also have savings bank products. So when the post office was established, one of the post office savings bank purposes was to promote thrift. And that is why you have, we pay 5% interest on savings up to $6,000, and it's to encourage savings. We don't have an ATM. We don't offer loans because our primary purpose in that regard is savings.
So when you start to talk about modernization, is the tell me about those steps that you would take. We talked about the universal service obligation. We talked about the basic requirement in terms of being able to have accessibility in these essential services. So what are your concepts as it relates to elements for modernization for the time that we live in right now?
So the backdrop to modernization isn't that we're going away from our current service offering. We're just making it more digital. We're making it more accessible. And in particular, where we have paper, we're going to go from paper to digital. So for instance, with the banking services, instead of our physical books, we will look to either develop apps or have online access to account balances. So we're not going away from our core service of promoting savings, but just making it more accessible. We also have more presence than any other financial institution in the country. We're almost everywhere. Every key is accessible. Have a location there, or it's accessible from another location. So just proximity. We also have, as it relates, e-commerce is a trend, like online ordering. So when we have things where we're looking to integrate customs into our CDS, our customs declaration system, so persons can basically land goods through the post office much cheaper than third-party couriers. And so it'll be, so that's one aspect of digitization, in that you don't have to come and physically calculate what your total bill is, because everything will be integrated and available to you at the point of purchase. So those are some of our modernization efforts. Obviously, you have things like online. We philatelic stamps. There are a lot of collectors all over the world who today still send us physical checks. So even just modernizing our ability for persons to pay us online on in our locations, we're seeking to roll out just card terminals so persons can we can go cashless, basically, in our post offices. So those are some of our modernization efforts.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate you being able to talk like that. I'd like to ask your expert that you have, Ms. Cherie Minnis, on the side of you, to tell me a little bit about the bank, the Penny Saving Bank. Tell me about it.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing, Ms. Minnis?
I am well, thank you.
Praise God.
It's actually the Post Office Savings Bank.
Post Office Savings Bank, okay.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Savings Bank was formed in 1938, and it was formed, created by the Bahamas government as a thrift bank to assist a lot of the locals, especially those on the family island where there's no commercial banks, and for those who did not meet the criteria to open accounts at the commercial banks. And the bank, you can open the account, which has a minimum of $3, with two IDs. One have to be your national insurance card, and the other ID can be either your passport, voter's card, or driver's license. It has to be a valid ID.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the what is the value outside of this 5% interest? What is the value that we can get with the Post Office Savings Bank?
Savings. The government encourage savings.
Okay.
And then we also do transfers of funds.
Mm-hmm.
We call that telegraph or domestic money order.
You do it internationally or just locally?
Locally, from island to island for now. We are working on international money orders.
Okay.
With the UPU. We are working with the Caribbean Postal Union
mm-hmm.
and the Universal Postal Union
mm-hmm.
so, at this time.
Mm-hmm. So Postmaster Johnson was telling us about you could be able to get 5% up to $6,000.
Yes.
When it comes to modernization, are you looking to be able to increase that?
Yes. Actually, Ms. Johnson just wrote a cabinet paper to see if she could increase that to $10,000. And that'll be $10,000, up to $10,000 with 5% interest. And anything over that, she is trying her best to see if she can get at least
2%. So now let me ask you this question. When it comes to modernization, I guess I could ask the postmaster also. When it comes to modernization, is there a desire to be able to move? Now, she said that she want to be able to move to digital. She want to be able to be more accessible. She want to be able to do a great deal of things to get from paper to the online aspect and do all those particular things. Are you thinking about being able to get yourself like an ATM card so we could be able to utilize that particular service on demand?
Yes. This is Siobhan Johnson again.
Okay.
Yes. Basically, we are seeking, at the end of the day, the government of the Bahamas and the people of the Bahamas pay for us to operate. And so we want to make sure that they're getting value for their dollar. So
okay.
all of the services that they need. One of the other things that we are seeking to do is seniors today, when they get their NIB benefit payments, but pay if they came to us. Obviously, these are all things I'm sharing as they're under development, but these are the things that we're considering. We are not a commercial bank, like I said before, so our goal is not to have you come and borrow money and to use us as a current account. However, for convenience and inclusion, we have a huge unbanked population. So having access to a debit card is something that we're seeking to do. That would be later on. We would probably partner with another entity to co-brand a post office account for the purposes of convenience. But there's other things we can do. When we look at some of the communities, a lot of persons spend their money the same places. You know, there's lots of ways that we can be work with vendors to make funds available based on if someone comes into the savings bank and they want a payment, like Ms. Minnis was saying, through domestic money orders. This is how, for instance, immigration receives a lot of their payments from immigrants who are filing for their annual renewals. They utilize the money order product through the post office. So a lot of what we're looking at is how do people spend money and what is, because we have actually a global goal to go cashless. And so as much as we can to get that cash out of the system and make it easier for people to spend their money and still feel comfortable that they have access to their money through something like either a debit card or a relationship where we can do bill pay arrangements, we can do credit account top-up arrangements with different vendors based on, you know, spending habits of the consumer are some of the things that we're looking at.
This is excellent. I want to thank you so much for being able to tell us about that. I know that you guys get some great nuggets down there. I'd like you to sit with me so we can have an in-depth conversation because since the transition from when you were closer to downtown and being able to move now to Town Center Mall, I thought that there were so many elements that can be done to modernize and be able to bring it to effect. But I want to be able to commend you in your particular capacity as the acting postmaster and your vision to be able to modernize and bring everyone in line with what's happening regionally and what's happening from an international standpoint. I think these are great initiatives and being able to do those things. So I want to encourage you to continue to be able to move forward and do what you have to do.
If I can just speak about one more area of what we do, and that would be our stamps. Historically, our stamps are some of the most beautiful in the world. And to this day, I still have persons writing me for our stamp collections. You have stamp agents that are seeking to procure our stamps. And in that regard, I see us as also historians of the country. Confirming our stamp collection for this year, we made sailing our national sport to feature those We've never featured top musicians in the country of years gone by and current. So those things, obviously, because
Are they available now? Can we see them now?
Yeah. The ones that I'm speaking of are would be the designs for this year going into next year. But we have an amazing trove of existing historical stamp collections that are available now for sale at our post offices. The largest collection would be at Town Center Mall, but at all of our post offices, all of our locations have stamps on hand.
Postmaster Siobhan Johnson, I thank you so very kindly for being able to give us insight. Guys, if you're out there and you are a collector, these are collectible items, and you want to be able to share this sort of a history with your children and pass that on from one generation to another, find yourself down at the post office. What's the prices for those?
Just your typical stamp face values.
Okay.
15 cents, 60 cents, 50. Yeah, so it's honestly, it is an amazing thing. I think we are losing a little bit of our cultural identity. And if you're trying to bring that back, if you're being creative art instructors and curators, you can use stamps and make collages and in another way create another dimension. So there's a lot of creative ways you can use the stamps to kind of capture an era of our history through stamps.
That is excellent. Guys, if you're out there and you need to be able to find yourself in a good position to start your savings account, this is something that you can do for your kids, make them understand responsibility, put a couple bucks in it every week or whatever the case may be. We could be able to do that, right? We're getting those things done and being able to move towards that. Let me take this quick commercial break. Thank you so much, Postmaster. I'd love to be able to see you. So when you get down, we can have a good conversation.
Thank you so much. And I encourage persons all over the Bahamas, we're everywhere, come in, save with us from birth, from the babies in the belly. You can come and open an account and trust and come and start the habit of saving all over again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Guys, quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this. Let's go, Demetrius. The foundation.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Kelly's House and Home.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. We have one of the most captivating, one of the most magnetic persons in this particular space that he's in. He's always been funny, always been captivating, and he has shifted. When we watched him initially, we always saw it funny, and then it was funny with a purpose. Always being able to give you insight, always being able to talk to your spirit and say, move in the direction that God has called you, move with conviction, move with strength. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be able to say good afternoon to my very good friend Demetrius in the studio with us. My brother, say good afternoon to the people
out there. Good afternoon, Bahamas, and good afternoon to you, Howard Grant.
It's good to see you, man. What's happening with you?
It's amazing to see you.
You always dress up. You got this suit on. It looked like you came to boarding school. You look good. What's up about everything good?
You always got to be prepared for the opportunity.
Praise God.
You know, right? But yeah, what I really want to say, even before we even get into talking about this show, I just want to let you know about your greatness. Because most times the advisor hardly be advised. And sometimes as you pour out, no one is pouring in. Every day I listen to your show. I'm not just here just for promotion. I listen to this show. And that's why I choose to be on this show.
I appreciate
of course, to actually solicit and to talk about my upcoming event. You are a wealth of knowledge, and people like you are hidden treasures in the Bahamas. And I think we could never honor you for your intellect, the concepts, and the perspectives that you, of course, cause persons who are listening change and look into on a daily basis with the different conversations that we talk about, unbiased, unpatriotic.
I appreciate you, man. It's good for you to say unbiased. You know, some people tell me,
yes.
How are you over here?
Yes.
Now today, you're over there.
Yes.
I appreciate that, man. And ladies and gentlemen, he brought in the studio with me. He gave me an invite to the Mother's Day show. This is the 11th annual Mother's Day show.
11th.
And if you're anything like me, he's scrolling on social media. He pops up in a trailer with a ton of tanks in there. Talk to me about this one.
So normally for the show, we start off actually stocking out our trailer from the year before. So from Christmas time, we were already having items in place for this Mother's Day show. This show means so much. A lot of women in this country, they are mother and fathers. And not to take away any significance from the role of the man and what the man play. But every time we look around this country, you see a lot of woman empowerment. You hardly see men empowerment. And that speaks something. That tells us something. Women are now coming up more to the forefront because a lot of men have dropped the ball. And so we need the man to rise up. And even in doing this, even in the Mother's Day show, we even encourage men to come. Sometimes because people think it's a Mother's Day show is just only about men. But I mean, only about women. But when men come and see how the role that women play and how vital and essential they are in the everyday living and going, they need to be celebrated more on a larger scale.
I can get in your business right now. I see ShipX as being able to support this the way that they are. And I want to be able to commend them for taking on this position, the support in such a in a magnanimous way.
Mr. Sands.
Now,
yes.
I want to say this to you. Identify the mothers that you're going to be supporting.
Well, it's anyone in the room.
So the people in the room.
Anyone in the room.
So when you give giveaways and you create these particular things, once they come, they can be able to do it like that.
Yeah, we play different games. You have the crab catching game, the banana eating game, the find your man game. We have the
find your man game.
Yeah, find your man game.
With a room with a bunch of women in it.
Yep.
That's a hot game.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things that keep you captivated all night. The room is full of surprises. It's just full of laughter. But apart from the laughter and surprises, we want to have a consistent theme running throughout the night. We want to show love. We want to let
so
people
know
that
you're like comedy.
It's like everything in one.
Everything in one.
Everything in one. You have the laughter, the inspiration, the motivation, the surprises, and just wow factors.
Now, I can say this to you. You don't know this, right? I have an office. I'm fixing up my office right on top of the hill, Mackey Street, right across the street from C.R. Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you the other day.
Okay.
When you were there.
Yes.
You're such a captivating guy. You pull people. The students in the audience. I see you give out a couple of dollars. I was listening to you all the time.
Yes.
I said, my God. This is a wonderful thing that you do. And this is something that you've carried with you for such a long time.
Yes.
Where did this passion come from?
Because I once were where a lot of people are. I once was homeless. I once was a person who repossessed my house from. And now that I have now come into my own space, I have understand my own worth. And I don't need the acceptance or the approval or validation from other persons. I know what I carry. Now it's time to shed that light on somebody else. The same liberation you want, I'd be willing to share that because you are willing to give it. We have become so that others can become. But a lot of people in our country have become, and we forget about the persons who are down there needing help.
A lot of people in
help.
Our country.
A whole lot.
And you know, sometimes when we look at life, I can get in your business just a little bit. Mm. You know, sometimes when we look at life and the makeup of how life is and how some people go through tribulation and they just give up, we watch you in the public. All your information is in the public. When you went through your incident, and we didn't know whether or not you would bounce back the same bubbly, the same infectious, the same magnetizing guy. And I think, if I could humbly say, that you have gone through that fire and come out as pure gold with this sort of a passion and a renewed sense to be able to touch people's lives.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing because you don't know that people watching you.
Yes.
You don't know. Right? Like, I wouldn't know that you're listening to my show every day.
Right.
But you don't know that I'm watching you all the time. And to watch you to do those things and not to see you miss a beat, not to see you get discouraged, not to see your language shifted at all. That's an amazing thing, man. Talk to me about it.
The hardest thing to do in life is to live the advice you give other people. The incident that I went through teach me so many things. Before that incident, I couldn't say no. I learned four major things from my attack or my home invasion. It's okay to say no. Everybody is not your assignment. Healing spirits attract broken people. And you must choose you first.
Healing spirits attract broken people. Yes. That is crazy.
Yes. Everyone have a different intention. Everyone have a different motive. And you have to have...
And so not, much people broken.
A lot of people broken. The whole country is broken. Because hardly no one is reaching back. We have become, and then we forget. And when we're in a country where a person's decisions are based on political colors, there is no room for persons who genuinely, patriotically want the progression of a country.
That's heavy what you're saying. You know, you never think you're getting into these conversations, but I'm appreciative that you're being able to open up like this and talk like this, because people need to understand the 11 years, how many years has it been since your invasion, your attack?
That's from 2020 to now.
So that's 20 about, to 5 years, yes, right? Yes. So even before that, you haven't stopped 1 year. You keep going.
I think that's the only reason why I lived. The only reason why I lived. And I think the passion of what I do has become even greater. When I could see people, when I could walk in places now, I have a different outlook. My perception on life has changed. But my thing in terms of what I do for people is bigger than myself. And I say it all the time. You have not found life until you find something that's bigger than yourself. It's valued more than money. It's valued more than the luxuries and the cars and the house and the travel and position and titles. Mostly everyone in this country is looking for position and title and money. And most people only want money to make other people feel small. They don't want money to help other people on their mission.
No.
And if that was the case, I got it. Then it wouldn't be the state of the country.
My God. Listen, if you need to learn philanthropy, if you need to be able to be around the proximity of people who are giving back, who's pouring in, you got to be able to come to this show. It's going to be at St. John's College Auditorium. The doors are going to be opening, when is this going to be? On May 10th.
Saturday, May 10th.
So before Mother's Day, come win a TV, come win all the... Because I didn't look in your thing now. You got about 10,000 TV in there.
Yeah, so people, persons have a chance too. And we have a lot of games for the males as well. And also, of course, the whole show is designed for the ladies, but we have a lot of games for the males. So persons wins a fridge, stove, washer, dryers, coolers, TVs, trips, night stays, cash. We even do a little bit of rental assistance inside there. So I'm encouraging persons to bring their eviction notices, bring your light bills. We're going to be doing some things. Big ups to Jobert, Colby Davis, of course, some BPL vouchers, and of course, ShipX, who did an amazing job in being our title sponsor this year. Because of these persons, we are able to help put smiles on persons' faces.
You are amazing.
Thank you.
To be doing something like this.
I appreciate it.
Because I think more people need to think like this. I think more people need to know, we're in business to make money. We're in business to do these bigger than you. God got to take care of
you. Howard, you have not
no choice.
You have not lived life until somebody in this life could say as a result of your life, their life was worth the living.
My God.
Life have to be more than just you, your family, and what it is that you desire to accomplish. Your life have to be meaningful for someone else. Someone have to be living just because you are here.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, buy this ticket. The tickets are $50 for you to be able to be a part of it. I don't know. How you have it set up? Do you have tables or is it just going to be like a theater style?
Yes, of course. Theater style seating. However you come, that's how you sit. So this year it's $50, no VIP, no general. Everyone is VIP. So I want everyone to feel special.
Let me know where I can be able to get the tickets from if I want to be able to do that.
So if you want to purchase tickets, you could get tickets from the 17 shop on Collins Avenue and also Stiletto Shoe Loft on Robertson Road. You must get the tickets now. Tickets are running out. If you come to the door, of course, you know it will be extra price at the door and extra $10 at the door. So we are encouraging persons to get their ticket in advance. This show is going to be something. Oh, we're going to blow so much people's minds in that show on Saturday. I cannot wait. I'm building up with excitement and anticipation. I'm even sitting here.
I'm
trying to contain myself.
I come in.
Because we want to
blow. You didn't give me this golden ticket. I feel like you really won't go. You bring me the golden ticket. My God. Ladies and gentlemen, me and my wife are going to be there enjoying ourselves and being able to have a great time.
Yes.
You know, from she hear me right now, you know, she can say, well, you know, I got to get my hair done.
Yes, of course. Of course. Yeah,
everyone come in. Let's go see the winner hairstyle, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what else you got going on out there? Do you have anyone singing and performing and so forth?
Oh, yeah. We have a variety. So we have dancers. We have singers. We have surprises. We have, you have to be in the room. I cannot articulate everything and every feel that you're going to be, of course, released in that room that night. You got to be in the room to experience what it is that I do, the passion behind what I do. It's not just making money. It's not about making money, because we did this show and it was not a major profit, because look at the items that we're giving away. We're giving away $800 items for one person. $50
can't be, but the body's
$50 can't get that. Think about it. Do the maths.
Yeah.
But when you're impacting a person's life and when you want to give them the quality that you deserve and that you would want, man, you can't put no price to that.
How has your faith, because I always hear you on the line talking about your faith, God, your conviction, your position. How has your faith pushed you to get to this point?
My faith pushed me so, I'll tell you this. My faith pushed me to get to this point so much so that I see the show before it happens. I see the lives that we're about to impact in the show before it happens. I see the tears before it happens. I could actually envision the song that's going to play, and I could tell you exactly what's going to happen.
So you see this as purpose?
Purpose. Purpose. Reputation is what people say about you. Legacy is what you leave in the lives of others. I want to leave legacy. One day we could be dead, Howard.
I know.
One day we could be dead. People didn't know you existed. Some people didn't know you existed until you came to 96.
I know.
But now that they know, you give someone life. Sometimes people can't even wait to reach on the rump to come on and turn their radios to 96 just because of you. It ain't even because it's at the station. It's because you here at the station. It ain't about the Gucci. It's because you wearing it.
My God.
You give it worth.
You got me feeling Gucci today.
You give it worth.
Listen to me.
You know, and so that's what we have to start celebrating our people, man. And Howard, I tell you no lie. And I'm not doing this to front you, to flatter you. I celebrate you. You are a wealth of knowledge. You are a wealth of knowledge. Every person who, of course, I listened to was a wealth, from you to Christy Love to the Haja Black. All of y'all was a wealth of knowledge. I mean, listen to me. Listen to me. Howard, I cannot express it enough.
But I appreciate it.
But we have to celebrate our people, man. You are a gem. You are a gem. And every morning you walk in here, you know that.
I appreciate you, man.
You know
that. And I need everyone to go out there and buy a ticket. Guys, go down there to the 17 shop. You can get it at Collins Avenue. You can call them 325-1717, 325-1717, or B Stiletto's Shoe Loft on Robinson Road. The number is 328. When you walk in these people's place, don't walk out only with your ticket. You got to get your little dress. You got to get your little pair of shoes and get yourself prepared to be able to jump up. Come with your comfortable shoes. How long we can be out there? Because, you know, people won't be out there and jam with you all night.
So the doors will open about 6. Mm-hmm. And the show will start exactly at 8 o'clock. You got to be in the room before 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, we're going to start exactly. We have honored persons. We're honoring this year persons who, of course, played a vital role in their communities, their churches, and society at large, who are unsung heroes. We are honoring them as well. We have 7 honorees this year. We really want to make it passionate. We want to make it really meaningful. And we really want persons inside that room to feel the love, feel inspired, and also be surprised at the same time.
My brother, I want to commend you for this, man. I really do.
Thank you.
See, like I said, I'm flattered today. You took my breath by being able to say those things because
Howard,
it warmed my heart.
Howard, and not to cut you off, within this show, every show, anyone who've ever been to the Mother's Day show know what we do. I always find two persons or a person who is either have no place to stay, and we provide that funding for them right in the show. This year, it's not a woman this year. I don't have a woman this year. What I did this year, I found a male who have an autistic child, a single father, whose mother has died. And we are going to get his last security. And we're going to pay his rent for 4 months in advance.
Mike, you all got to come to the show and support this kind of man.
That's impact.
With an autistic child?
Autistic child.
That's impact. It's an amazing thing.
That's impact.
So that's what I was asking you. Like, I know. Okay, so how I do things is I quietly listen. And I just get in my quiet place and then I just allow God to be able to speak to me. And then I say, okay, this is what I'm doing. And I'll move towards that, right? Yes. I don't say nothing to nobody. You don't know what I'm doing. But I really didn't got this in my spirit. This is what I can do, right? Yes. How do you make those come to you to say, I think you should do this particular thing this year?
I would be honest with you. I'm very prayerful as well. And I have persons who, of course, are always covering me. My Aunt Michaela, who are always covering me. Other persons who I know in the faith who are always covering me. It just comes. It just comes. I cannot say that there's a particular routine or something that I do, but I dwell in the secret place. And I think after the kind of experience that I've experienced, that's the only thing that you actually find comfort in now.
Man, listen to me. This is an excellent thing. I want you to find me, Boys to Men, Mama. Mama, I just want you to know I love you. And I want you to be able to play that. Demetrius, tell people about some other stuff that you got going on right now, how they could be able to follow you, how they could support everything that you're doing. Every time you touch things, it's gold. You're like the Midas touch. So let persons know how they could follow you and see more of what you're doing.
If you want to follow, of course, on Facebook, I'm Demetrius Smith. For those persons who are there in the corporate world who wish to be
a part... You know, you're my cousin, right? My daddy is a Smith.
I appreciate
that. My mother born Smith.
I love that. That's good. I mean, two good people in one
room. Praise God.
That's magic. That is magic. But if those persons who are in the corporate world, in the corporate setting, who wish to, you know, you see the vision. I think I'm a very incredible guy. I think I'm a person of integrity. A leader, though, integrity is just a man up front. I have integrity as well. And those of you who see the vision and you see my heart and you wish to, of course, want to invest or donate, you could reach us at 436-0110 for your assistance in helping change the lives of persons all around the Bahamas. For those of you who want my track record, my Facebook is an open book. Demetrius Smith, once you go down, you can see for years it's been consistent. Even with old shows, with old cameras, we've been helping and changing lives from rental assistance to home renovations to paying medical bills to school fees to surprising with 7 mothers with cars. We have done it all. And this is not by sponsors, this is by Demetrius. So the same monies that persons would have given me to host their weddings and host their events are the same weddings I pump back into the people. We have become so that others can become. You have not lived life until someone in this life could say as a result of your life, their life is worth the living.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is sort of a prompt for you to be able to step out of this selfish posture and recognize the importance of getting back to the foundation and getting back to this kind of a righteous indignation with a clear understanding that God has called us to do more. We have to be his arms, eyes, ears in this city, in this country, in this life. And there's some people out there that need help. Like I said, he's been very consistent. I tell you, I've been watching him from when I was in Grand Bahama. I've been watching you from when I was in Grand Bahama.
Oh, Grand Bahama's next. Oh, we're going to do. Oh, I have a plan for Grand Bahama. I'll tell you this, Howard. If I wait on sponsors, this show would never happen. We have a lot of jokers in this country. They are not progressively, genuinely, passionately about the progression of a country unless it's party affiliated or
individually
credited. I want people who are patriotic about our country. People who are looking for change without being affiliated with anything. But they want the progression of their people as first and foremost. That's the people I want to connect with.
I appreciate that. You and I can talk next year. I want to be able to foundation to do something with you. So we got to be able to do something.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Demetri Smith. Demetri, tell him a couple other things about you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, of course, for those of you in schools, of course, I go ahead and I do motivational speaking to high school students. I had stopped for a while, but I'm back on the grind now with that. Of course, I'm motivating, helping persons, doing what I have to do. I'm going to, of course, get it to a lucrative point. We're going to be doing some great things coming up. Stay tuned to our Facebook on Demetrius Smith. A lot of different surprises, different things going to be happening around the Dice Bannister. She is going to be there presenting. So all of the older persons who are going to be coming, the moms, you're going to be getting free checks up and annuals with Dr. Candace Bannister. It's just going to be simply amazing. You got to be in the show. Wait for the surprises. Those of you who are coming, come with the spirit of expectancy because a lot of great things are going to happen in that room this coming Saturday, May 10th.
Saturday, May 10th, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Be a part of it. Reserve your tickets today. 436-0110. 436-0110. Demetrius Smith, I want to thank you, my brother, for sitting with me.
Thank you.
And being able to talk the way that you are.
Thank you for having me, Carl.
That's passionate.
Yes.
And I want to be able to thank you for that. ShipX, y'all are good, decent people, guys. Make
thank
sure you,
ShipX.
Go do business with ShipX, man. These are the type of people that you want to do business with. Get your tickets today. It is only... And I got to say only, because if you're paying people rent, you're giving them fridge, stove, water, this, that, light, you're giving them money, all these things like that, it is only $50 to be able to transform the lives of those particular persons. We will see the room book right out at St. John's College Auditorium. The doors are open at 6 p.m. and showtime is at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Right? sharp.
My brother, it is wonderful to be here with you. And I think, I don't know, I get something in my throat. I want to thank you, my brother, for being able to be here and jam the way that you are. I pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and yours and that you move with passion, determination, and you be able to transform the lives of those women and men that you're assisting in this particular space.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I thank you, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Mama, you're the queen of my heart. Your love is like tears from the stars. Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.
You're always down for me, have always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
Looking back when I was so afraid, and then you come to me and say to me, I could face anything.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Great felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home health care supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to walkers, Ports is a one-stop shop for your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
Hey, seafood lovers! Popeye's Flounder Fish Sandwich is back, and better than ever! For a limited time, sink your teeth into a flaky fish fillet, deep-fried to perfection, nestled in between a soft, toasted bun with creamy tartar sauce and tangy pickles. But if that's not enough seafood for you, try the new Shrimp Tackle Box! Stop into your nearest Popeye's and dive into your new favorite fish sandwich today!
Love that chicken from Popeye's!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. You always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, just trying to show some appreciation to our mothers out there. And give God praise for our fathers for being able to plant that seed with such passion. Amen. We are truly grateful for the nurturers in our lives that being able to transform a great deal. Our mothers. So I wanted to be able to tell you again, somebody calling me. Guys, you know you can't call me. I'm on the show. You called me on the Help Me Howard line. But I want to say again, go down to the Mother's Day show on Saturday, May 10th, 2025. It's in Jones College Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. RSVP your tickets. Being able to get access to those things, 436-0110-0110. You could be able to do that, and you are cordially invited to be able to sit with none other than Demetrius Smith and his soiree that he's definitely putting on for the 11th year in a row. I got to be able to say that. Guys, sitting in the studio with me is my good friend, man. He's been traveling. He's been sick. He's getting better. Now, hair coming here, dead curly. I said, boy, look here, you're doing a lot. He's coming here doing a solid name. He's sitting here with us, man, being able to talk about that in our construction. Who has brought us the product, MST Bar, being able to talk to us about that, the fiber reinforcement polymers. My guy's in here to talk about conservation, talk about consistency, talk about transformation to a product that may be one of your major investments or the biggest investment many of us will make in our lifetime. And so we're talking about your homes. We're talking about your business. We're talking about your sort of a passion that you're pouring into, and you want to be able to find out more about that. We're talking about modern construction, and we're here with my guy, Avery Lightbourne. My brother, what's happening with you?
Good afternoon, Howard.
You're becoming a household name now. People know you. You're all over the place. Yeah, you nailed it, right? You're all over the place doing your thing now. Talk to me about it.
Well, good afternoon, Bahamas, and Howard, thank you again for having me on the show. It's all about evangelism and
evangelism.
Yeah, believing in something.
Chateau Melendez.
Go ahead. Praise God, right?
Evangelism, I like
Howard,
this.
Just throw me off.
Go ahead.
When you believe in something and you know, passion drives this thing for me and any entrepreneur that's getting into any product, you have to find a passion for it. And especially when it's something that is authentic, and it actually solves a problem and can change life. It has so many benefits. When you have something that has so many benefits, you know, it's like, why go anywhere else? But again, we still have choice and free will as human beings. And so you have to continue to evangelize. You have to continue to talk about the product that you're offering, the business that you're offering, and continue to sell people on the benefits of it. And I feel if something affects your life, financially, peace of mind, mentally, physically. I mean, you could go on cruises, you could take vacation, you could save more to do more. And when you have all of those factors being satisfied with a decision that you made, that's a big thing. And it should be an easy sell. But again, you have to keep your evangelism up. You have to keep talking.
And I'm going to talk to you just along them same lines like that, because to evangelize, that means that there is a stubborn product. That means that there is a conditioning. That means that there is an acceptance of a particular position. When we have evangelists being able to come in and preach to us and speak to us, it means that there is an overwhelming conviction of contentment. Everybody's safe. We good the way we are in this particular space. For you to come in and be able to push that, what kind of things have you been finding? We talked about this many times, but this is the first time you say evangelism. So I want to know what sort of things you've been coming up against in terms of people being able to tell you traditionally, man, I got doing this thing. I've always done it like this. My daddy used these things. What are you coming up against in our society when you introduce this new concept and product?
Well, there's a number of factors. For one, I had to do my research, because then, for one, you're going to come up against the engineers and the persons who are in the industry speccing these products for construction and making sure that the buildings are sound. And they have to do their due diligence according to the building codes that we follow. And these are international building codes from various organizations. And so I had to make sure that that the product that I'm selling actually lines up with this, because I'm in a more, this is not just a paint or a different color kind of paint or whatever. This is a structural product. And so you're talking the liability behind it. Of course, there is going to be pushback and they're going to hesitate to just jump into it, which makes sense. But again, you look at the regulatory agencies, ASTM, all these acronyms, the ICCE, when you look at the American Concrete Institute, ACI, and all of these organizations that verify where we pull our building codes from buying it, then you're in the conversation. And when you can bring the experts in, which I've done, and actually satisfy that part of the industry, because they are the most important part, because I'm dealing with a structural product in the fiberglass rebar. So once they are satisfied, and many of them, they have heard of it long before I brought it out to say, get it approved on the market for construction.
And they never move towards it?
Well, there's a certain timeline that every product, when it comes to the liability of a product, there's a certain timeline that has to be exhausted before it came mainstream. So it's almost like a testing. We're going to build this and we're going to see how it goes over the years. And then we have a certain timeline in the ACI. They have all of these organizations have a certain timeline to see this process through. Once it's released, then that's when the evangelism takes place, because now all of those years when people were saying, who were using it, saying, man, it's good. You know, they were the test dummies for the products. And that's what you are. In order, engineers are explorers, really. The people that design these codes are engineers. They're not more special than our engineers. They're exploring and they're testing. And they have factories that show the pressure testing, tensile strain, all of these different testings that engineers have to look at, compression, all of this stuff, right? Ductility. When they look at all of these different, what you call scientific parts of load bearing, when it comes into the scientific world of engineering, I'm not an engineer. I don't propose mm-hmm. to be one, but mm-hmm. these are things that I had to understand a little bit mm-hmm. in order to find an understanding. And if you speak with an engineer, they can elaborate more, mm-hmm. right? And so I could get to the table and start with the technical data and said, here's where I got this information from, because everybody has a brain and everybody can study and gain knowledge. Some people go as far as getting a certificate for their knowledge. Some people don't. I mean, that's just what it is. So I can't be certified to say take on a liability responsibility. But the products are here. The engineers have looked at it locally, and they have submitted it, and it's been approved. We had international third parties and manufacturers come in town, met with our ministry, met with the private sector. And so those are the steps that you have to take when trying to get people out of a certain mode. You have to go to the root of it first, authenticate it, right? And so the authenticity now has been established that this is the product that we have to move into in the world, construction, using these applications. And it just didn't start at this level. These are products that were tested in various applications in different climates.
How are, because you're going to, you did the home and garden thing the other day. You're going to, I see that you're going to be able to do, you look like you're on a panel. You are making the rounds on these various particular spaces. This is from an advertisement standpoint. This is from an elevated standpoint where persons can be able to see your product. How is the consumer receiving your product? I'm not talking about the major persons. I'm talking about those individuals who are just being able to invest in their first home, into their first project. Maybe they're or building an Airbnb. Maybe they're getting into a hotel. Maybe they're doing their own little small plaza. How is the consumer receiving your product on the ground?
Well, of course, every person is a consumer, because everybody lives in a structure or want to own a home at some point in their life. When it comes to the homeowner who's not a contractor or not in the field of construction, that person automatically wants it. They automatically understands that this is a no-brainer for me, because I could reach that mark where I can afford this, right? It's very affordable. It's not out of the reach of the average person to afford fiberglass reinforcement. It's not out of the reach. The stirrups may be a little bit more costly than the conventional steel stirrups, but you have stirrups that you plug and play, and they are manufactured bends, and you don't have to waste time bending on site or even waiting for them to be bent.
So you're still saving.
So you're still saving.
On labor.
You're saving on labor. You're saving on shipping, because my shipping cost has to be calculated based on when I import the stuff. They come out of Canada at MST Bar, all manufactured and tested right in that factory.
Yeah.
And so when you have a customer looking at, okay, so they could get these products. Are they the biggest question? How available is it? Because I don't want my project to stop, right? The average homeowner, some of them wait, and some of them say, well, I just could go use the other one because I ain't got no time for it. Now, most of the time, when you see it's a real-time factor after I tell somebody about it, it's because they're in the profession of construction or they have a deadline that they have to make and maybe they don't want to give me the lead time, right? Or the lead time is not enough for them. I say, if I could cut your labor time into 50%, if I could cut your labor time 50%, your time, right? Half the time. Because now you're able to mount light. Mm-hmm. So you have, if it's a quarter of the weight and you have a 20-foot belt beam which goes up to the top of the joint of roof onto the columns, mm-hmm. right? Onto the, put your roof on your house. So a 20-foot belt beam, one person could lift a 20-foot belt beam from the ground straight up to the person who's up there installing them. And I could have three and four people doing that at the same time around that whole building. So I'm managing how my site operates. Because when I've been on job sites before where I've seen persons sitting there around waiting and they're just waiting to lift. Their job is just brawn. They don't have the skill set. They just brawn. Go here, move that, move this, move lift that. This,
do that.
Right. And so if I could maximize the time,
do this.
Every last person now going up to the belt, installing your belt, throwing your belt up there, or every last person now sitting down your mats in the start of your foundation. I cutting down on the time, right? So I cutting down on the time. My labor cost is being maximized, saying that you have to cut your cost for labor. You're just going to finish faster, and time is money in construction. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is maximizing your labor. So if you want to give the fellas a job, this doesn't cut anyone out of a job. All this does is help, one, the homeowner to get in their place faster. You, as the contractor, now you're moving in record time. You could cut out at least 30 to 50%. The time, I'm telling you.
You know, as I sit here, I think about this and I'm realizing that this would be an excellent thing for bulk development. So if I want to build 30 homes, if I want to build 58 homes, absolutely. If I have this great opportunity to be able to do some stuff, this would be an excellent, you know how these persons are into an entire community, right?
Right.
These kind of a cul-de-sac communities, however they right. do it, right? This is a great thing because most of those homes are the exact same thing. If you multiply it as much as you want, this could be a great opportunity for them to be able to get to a swifter position and make some things happen.
Well, you're right on the money, Howard. I have had development companies that have started projects right here in Nassau that have started projects thinking that, okay, well, we're just going to start with one. And the project was moving so fast. They said, just give me everything one time. And they were able to execute.
Because everything is in place.
Right. And don't talk to the contractor. Talk to the guys who are using the product on the ground. Talk to the laborers. You find any site using this product, you talk to the laborers. And I guarantee you, they have a fun time using this product. That's what I've gotten. Man, this is a lot of fun to work with. I have people who are not building with the conventional steel anymore. They are absolutely just not building with it.
Is this easier to go get your zip tie or whatever the case would be and just do what you got to do?
Well, you could use the tie. You could still use the tie wire too, faster. Mm-hmm. But if you have big rolls of tie wire inside your back trunk,
and you use that.
Use that. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem at all. We're not opposed to that at all. That's not going to crack your structure. You know, what causes the structural cracks is that, so just a little bit of education that I gained is that cracks are going to happen when that concrete cures, right? They're going to happen, right? But it's how big or small, right? Then when the crack happens, then you're talking about moisture, right? Getting in there. Now, moisture does not affect fiberglass. So when you then go over those cracks, when you go to over those cracks again to smooth it off, because when concrete cures is going to expand, you're going to have that hairline. Mm-hmm. And MST bar has been proven to be the number one bar where it has the least amount and the lowest hairline cracks. I'm talking about the tiniest hairline cracks of all the fiberglass bars out there in the concrete, because not all fiberglass rebars perform the same. And that's a fact. That's not something that I'm just saying to sell a product. I have the document to prove it. Mm-hmm. Not all fiber rebars perform the same. MST is the number one bar on the market because of its design, its unique design. And so when you have the hairline crack and moisture gets in there, if that is conventional steel, guarantee that moisture it's inevitable what you're saying, that your days are numbered.
Let people know how they could be able to get that. All those people out here who are investing, all those persons who have said that 2025 got to be the year that at least I put my foundation down. We're going to be able to make a step. Somebody must have just hit a lick. Some persons are invested. You found persons to come together. We want to be able to do this development. Let them know how they can reach out to you to purchase this thing on bulk, or even to hear more about the product that you have.
Well, if you want to hear more about this product, you can reach us at 603-4506. That's 603-4506. The team in the office can help you, or you could patch them. They could patch you on straight to me or anybody on our, we have persons work along with us who are very familiar with the bar, who can explain to you anything, any application that you would wish, whether or not the product could work in that application. You can also reach us at 822-9527. That's 822-9527 on WhatsApp, and talk with us. I mean, there's frpbahamas.com. That's the website, frpbahamas.com. Or you can hit us on our social media handles at artdevelopmentbfrp, artdevelopmentbfrp. If you have a future in construction and this is the direction you start, I guarantee you your future will be bright. Because you're not going to have any, you may not have no repeat customers on that structure, but I guarantee you, building ain't stopping. You're going to have more customers coming at you because they want your product. This product saves you from all of the repairing the columns. Contractors get blamed because they don't understand that corrosion happens and these columns are busting out by the material you're using. Change the material you're using. You can afford it. FRP, fiber reinforcement polymers, fiberglass rebars are affordable. They're cheaper than conventional painted coated steel. And if you get the steel that you're getting cheap with already rusty, you still got to coat it. So do your numbers when it comes to the labor costs on that. And I guarantee you, this product is affordable and ready to go.
And make it make sense, guys. You got to check out my guy and find out more information about the MST bar with our development, Art Construction. This is A.V. Lightbourne. He gave you the numbers, so you can be able to reach out to him. 603-4506, 603-4506, 822-522-9527, FRP Bahamas.
Yes,
frpbahamas.com. All right. Well, that's A.V. Lightbourne, guys. A.V., I want to thank you, my brother, for always being able to do this and continue your discipleship, right? continue your crusade.
As you crusade. You are part of this journey.
I realize
you are changing the Bahamas one rebar at a time, and your children will love you
for it. Well, send me a letter from Corinth.
I will. I shall.
Let's take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
What is this gonna be?
Calling all Alive Fiber basketball fans. Get ready to experience the NBA Finals live. You can enter an all-expense-paid trip to not one, but two NBA Finals games. It's simple. Just sign up for our live NBA League Pass or Infinite Sports X Package by May 16th. Stay connected, enjoy blazing fast internet, and score your chance to witness the NBA action up close. Don't miss out. Visit livefiber.com and take your shot at NBA glory. Terms and conditions apply. It's good to be alive.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Full house today. Jamming everyone is informative, providing us great information. Had some great guests being able to come in. Now we want you to hear a little bit about Windsor Lakes and great opportunities that exist in this particular space. Maison, was the last one? Maison Bahamas. Yes. Maison is French for house. I just want to let you guys know that, right? In the studio with me, I got Mr. Winters, Mr. Pratt being able to talk to us about that. Introduce yourself, guys, and let persons know who you are.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ryan Winters. I'm one of the luxury real estate advisors with Maison Bahamas. And with me?
Luxury real estate advisors. Advisor. Guys, I got to put luxury in front of this.
I'm also one of the luxury advisors at Maison. And it's a pleasure to be here, man.
I can touch this brief right off the top. Right off the top.
Go ahead.
Luxury advisors, that's strong in a society where, from all observation, people trying to just survive, right? Is there a market that persons are really tapping into these particular things? Talk to me about that.
Yes, there is. Howard, you living in the Bahamas, you always learn, not everybody who has the money walk around with the money.
They ain't gonna tell you.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
So but, everybody just crying, poor mouth.
Yeah, some people.
They just lying to us.
No, I wouldn't say it's lies. I would say not everyone is loud.
I like that.
I learned from a mentor of mine, money talks, but wealth whispers.
Wealth whispers. I know money talks, and the other thing is walk. But praise God, I'm glad you tell me what you tell me. So tell me about this Windsor Lake project that you got going on and the opportunities that exist in that particular space.
Just before we get into that, Howard, I'll add one more thing about the luxury aspect. So luxury is not just in the product that we serve, but it's also in the quality of our service too. You know, so obviously there's a lot of real estate companies in the Bahamas, but we like to pride ourselves in giving a luxury service as well. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. And so jumping into Windsor Lakes in particular, so we are Maison Bahamas, and we're representing the developer and the development. So just to give a little background on Windsor Lakes is a new 65-acre community development, new development in the Adelaide Village, on the tip of Adelaide Village, on Adelaide Road proper, directly opposite the eastern gate of Albany. All right?
That's what I see, pushing down, cleaning up, and yes. Right on that hill. Just when you turn, before you turn the curb or going over that hill.
No, I think you're talking about on Frank Watson. So right. If you drive from Carmichael Road.
Oh, this is Albany.
No.
Which road you on?
Eastern Gate.
On the Eastern Gate.
So right. That's Adelaide Road.
Okay, so go straight down on the Adelaide Road.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, so that is Albany's South Gate or East Gate?
East Gate.
The East Gate.
Yes.
Okay, so I know where it is.
Right,
okay,
so drive straight from Carmichael Road, you pass all the Colaba, you'll drive straight on the Adelaide Road. And so Windsor Lakes will be right on the left.
On the left-hand side?
Correct.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Because I'm a nosy guy. I was living back there one time.
You sure he was enjoying the move-in?
No, well, Y'all was just doing the foundational stuff at the time.
Okay, okay.
So I just moved from where I was to where I am. I was living out there.
Right.
And so I would often, when I go hear my good friend Leonard Sands,
right.
who's at Albany, right? I would often drive that long road
right.
and then I turned that curb to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And right around in that area, I saw some foundation stuff being able right. to be done. That's y'all.
Yeah, so a lot of heavy work.
Talk to me about
a lot of heavy work been going on in the last year or so, 18 months probably to be exact. So everything is completely underground in terms of utilities and infrastructure. So that's one of the key things that the developer is very keen about,
right.
having everything underground, storm drainage, water utilities, BPL.
That's luxury right off the top. So you're doing a lot.
Exactly.
So I don't have to worry about,
none
of that.
Exactly. Flooding in the area, none of that.
So y'all have actually done the sort of groundwork to ensure that everything moves. Like, there's no flooding. You don't have no pockets or nothing like that.
I was just going
to
mention
that. Talk to me about that.
The engineers, there were areas of the community that had what we would call swamp.
Marshland.
Nether road. Yeah. Marshland. But what they did, they demucked that.
That's expected in that kind of an area.
Yes. They demucked all of that and took that, packed that, all that area with fill. The entire subdivision is 6 feet above sea level.
That's okay. Just with the introduction of this conversation, I can recognize where the luxury comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea of ensuring that you have an engineered landscape that you ain't got to worry about no floods and this and that and the next thing is an amazing thing.
For all on a good foundation, right?
Yeah. That's a good foundation. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah. And you're even able to elevate your house higher, even if you want. That's the key in construction. You could design. Just Nassau or not, because it flooded. Charlottesville flooded the other day, and we didn't even know that flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are things to do.
And so tell me about this kind of a concept. Persons who are coming in, they want to be able to be a part of something. They want a unique space and whatnot. They love the idea of being able to live in the city, but Adelaide has always provided you with that quiet serenity. Mm-hmm. Adelaide is a beautiful space.
Mm-hmm. It is.
If you could be able to ensure that the luxury all element also includes the sand flies and the mosquitoes, you can eradicate those things. My God, we might buy a piece of property today.
There are certain plants you can use, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But besides that, when you started it correctly, when you started to say what you were saying, this is serenity.
Yeah.
So you're going to have the amenities, all of the amenities you would want. You're going to have lakefront living, which sets it apart. Your backyard is going to be on the lake for those living on the lake, who wants to live on the lake. You can have the pickleball court, tennis court, basketball.
Are you doing any golf or anything up in the back there?
So no golf courts, but obviously, you know, for those that they can, you know, hop across the street to Albany.
Right across the street. Yeah.
Literally walking distance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just to continue on the amenities while we're there. So there's three community lakes, of which they'll all be nature walking trails around, so persons can choose to exercise or just have pure recreation around the lakes. Not in the lakes, because we want to preserve the wildlife, right?
Right.
I know there have been a lot of people.
Don't let your cousin come over there. Exactly. Oh, they can bat me up.
Exactly.
No, right.
No. You know, we want to preserve the wildlife that would be in the lakes, and so yes, you'll have walking trails all around the lakes. We'll have a resort-style swimming pool. Jeremy mentioned the pickleball courts, tennis court, basketball courts, kids' playground. We're gonna have a pet park and all. So the community is pet friendly.
A pet park.
Pet park.
Yes, sir.
So. My dog.
Your dog.
Because I like my. I got two now. I got a Belgian Malinois. Big. Okay. My big girl.
All right.
Right. I had to give the next black.
Oh jeez.
I just bought another one. This is King. So I got Shirley and I got King.
Right.
And I need some Rottweilers. I want at least with 6 to 8 dogs.
I know you're going to Rottweilers.
No, I can need the Rottweilers. I can need the Rottweilers. So you telling me if I bring all my dog them.
And you can control them. And you can control both your dogs and your children.
These decent dogs. They're from 8 Mile Rock. They're with me.
Yes.
Right? They're decent dogs.
Yes.
So I bring all my dog and my children.
Yes.
We could be able to utilize the pet park.
Yes.
Yes.
Once you pick up your stuff after the dog.
Pick up your stuff, control your pets, then
you. So you got to have the little thing right there.
You'll have them leashed. Have them on leashes.
Oh, God, John, this is a luxury thing for real.
It is. Of course.
I feel like we downtown, we're on New York.
Setting a new precedent.
This is an excellent thing, man.
Right.
So let persons know how they could be able to find out more information about it. Let persons know. I don't know who this telephone call is. They're trying to find out about. No, we ain't taking no calls, right? let them know how they could be able to get to find out more information about this and to be able to access this. What is the pricing? Who's doing the financing? Mm-hmm. Who do we go to ensure that there's a smooth, easy process of being able to get these particular things done? What are the relationships that you forge locally mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. we can be able to get some things done?
So first up, I would want to talk about the upcoming open house this Saturday at 11 to 3 p.m.
Right. You already have homes that we can walk?
So no homes are completed as yet, but mm-hmm. construction has recently started.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we have reached a milestone in the development. Like you said, you've passed recently or in the last.
So a lot of infrastructure.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, the last 18 months has been heavy infrastructure. Right. And so now construction is.
So underway. All the electricity poles in the ground, all the
cables,
the rough and everything.
Water and sewer. Water, too? Fiber. Water. Yep.
They're getting ready to surface the streets.
Start paving. Really? Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What size are the properties, average?
So, they start from 7,000 square feet on average, mm-hmm. up to 11, 12,000 for multifamily lots as well.
So, 70 by 100?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay, so I'm to 11,000?
Yeah.
That's a big boy right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that one. So tell me about, I've always envisioned myself with my six to eight dogs.
I don't have a problem. I'm just like you.
I guess I got to get Shirley pregnant. Right?
Okay. All right.
Well, not I, but we're gonna.
I understand.
We're gonna get Shirley pregnant.
I understand.
Right?
Yeah.
And then so she can have a bunch of dogs.
I have a Shih Tzu, so I understand totally what you say.
Oh yeah, I love my dogs.
Yeah.
I gotta take care of my dogs, right?
Yes.
So, I've always envisioned myself on this kind of a bigger property,
mm-hmm.
An opportunity to kind of chill out in your gazebo in the back there, looking out on the lake with my three-story house, yeah. right? Three-story. Just gonna be very clear. I dream about this, right?
You
big, like a big
detailed.
Lawn in the back.
Very detailed.
Right, yeah, nice little wall, 2-foot wall in the back there, where it goes down. I've dreamt about this.
Right.
I can get this.
Yes.
I want to know whether or not dreamers like me and have mm-hmm. this sort of an idea if this is an affordable thing that people could be able to reach right now. Talk to me about it.
So, like anything, I would say home ownership is an investment. And let's be just straight and transparent. It is an investment. And we do know that suitable, decent, quality land in New Providence is scarce. And Windsor Lakes brings to the market...
That's heavy, you said. Suitable.
Quality.
Decent.
Mm-hmm.
Quality.
It's scarce.
You've divided... All three of those elements you've actually baked in with your infrastructure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The suitability,
mm-hmm.
the decency. The suitability is the geographical location.
Correct.
It's a beautiful, serene, quiet environment. You forget you in Nassau.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Every time I go here, Garth, my friend Garth living back there, right? Every time I go here, Garth, I forget me in Nassau. I think we in the back of Holmes Rock somewhere in 8 Mile Rock, right? I said, my God, this is quiet, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Decent. A decent environment.
For family. For pets.
Right.
You know?
It's a crazy thing when you could be a part of such a bustling environment as Nassau and simultaneously have the serenity of almost like a sanctuary
mm-hmm.
right. in your own space. That's a crazy. And then quality land because of the engineering that you've put in that.
Correct.
I think it's a crazy thing that you guys are doing, man.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if I could talk more and get a discount, I'll do that all day.
Well, keep talking.
And I also want you to be aware, Howard, you mentioned this big lawn in the back. You're not limited to 7,000 square feet.
I could buy 2 lots.
You could buy as many as you want.
My God.
There's no limitation. And we have clients who bought multiple lots,
sure.
side by side, and trying to decide how many houses they're going to put on that lot.
How close are we to the ocean?
There's going to be a distance between you and the ocean, from the community, specifically going out to Adelaide Beach.
Oh, so maybe about a 10-minute walk from the beach, I would say.
It's a nice little walk.
Yeah, not bad. With your wife, good exercise, hold her hand. You know. Yeah.
hold your wife.
Yes.
I remember when.
Or hold the dog collar.
You know.
And have a perfect view of the sunset.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right there.
Sunset in the east, ladies and gentlemen. Rise in the east and set in the west. I'm sorry. Listen, man, this is a wonderful thing. Let people know how they can be able to do this. Tell me more about this open house. What are we expected to see when we get there on Saturday? Saturday, May 4th. May
3rd.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
This coming Saturday.
The open house is going to be for you to touch, feel, walk through, and experience the community.
I know we could sit here and talk about it, but until you come out there and experience
it. Does it already give you that feel? Does it give you a feel of a community already? Yes.
It does. So the security gate is already up. Mm-hmm. The community is already, all of the fencing is already up. So what they're doing now is putting in the streets. There are actually a few of the homes. The foundation has already began to be laid. The unique thing about the community, you could have lakefront, a lakefront lot. You could do a perimeter lot, or we're going to have a section in the back, just strictly multifamily. Mm-hmm. That's enough.
So I can put a duplex in there?
Triplex.
Duplex or triplex. Yeah.
Everything is zoned for triplex right now. You could change it because some of the lots are bigger. Mm-hmm. If you want to put something bigger on it.
So this could be affordable. Hold on. Despite the fact that we lead with a forewarding luxury, mm-hmm. and a lot of persons are kind of reclusive.
They shy away when they hear the word
luxury. If you start to think about the time, the era, the dispensation that we're in,
yes.
if you start to believe and understand that tourism is inevitable, people are going to come here for tourism. You don't even have to rent people your house. Mm-hmm. Those two units on the side of you, you could put that for $1,500 a night Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Each unit.
No, we're talking about...
I'm talking about triplex.
We're talking about Windsor Lakes?
Oh, it's more than $1,500. Oh, my God. This could pay for everything that you envision. You understand?
This could pay... We're talking $3,000 to $5,000, maybe more, per month, per unit.
And you could pay all... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to help you to find yourself... And you know, y'all don't go down there making all kind of noise and things like that. Be decent, right? Because this is affordable, and you could be able to tap into the luxury that you've always envisioned. Get yourself that triplex. You could live in a unit, and you could have two units available, one for one of your children. I don't know how you would do it. But during that time, you could ensure that they could be able to tap into the luxury. Right. People who want to come down to the Bahamas. You hear the Ministry of Tourism already said that we don't have enough beds available for these tourists.
Right.
Think out simultaneously, live that dream that you envision to see something like Windsor Lakes, man. This is excellent.
One surprising fact I'd like to add, I know we mentioned, we don't properties available for all. But one surprising fact I'd like to say is that most of our buyers, at least 70% of our buyers have been Bahamians.
70% of the buyers?
70% plus
has
been Bahamians. And so when you mention Bahamians having access, you know, I think Bahamians do value the importance of land, right? So I'm under 40, right? I remember when my grandparents would say, oh, get a piece of land. And you know, you don't pay no attention.
You bought a car. And you get the little gal.
You go in Miami. Yeah.
You don't tell me this part.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, please.
You go in Miami, you spend your money.
You went to Miami.
Exactly.
Yeah, me sir. Too.
You went to Miami too.
You, I can't tell you exactly where I went. But I
bought more. But I can tell you where I went. It was a city. And it was magic.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful place, right? It was astonishing. I just want to let you know.
All right, so.
So we went there. I did the same thing when I was younger. I had at least 30 mm-hmm. cars. Mm-hmm. I used to buy cars, flip cars all day.
Yes, sir.
All mm-hmm. day. But never took that money and mm-hmm. buy nothing. Because mm-hmm. I ain't Maroc. I got acres of property. Yeah. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
But now living here in Nassau, you try to kick yourself mm-hmm. and say, man, you could have made this investment. Mm-hmm. You should have been thinking outside the box. Guys, if you're there and you're listening to me and you recognize that you're one of these people, that you're making your money and you don't know necessarily where to put it, land value will never depreciate unless Nassau becomes Atlantis mm-hmm. and it sinks. We ain't gonna do that. Right. The land value would always be a city with 300,000 people, and they're looking for the serenity that Windsor Lakes out there in the West can be able to offer you. You want to be able to invest in something like this and get one of those plots of land, put something down. Now, tell me how we could do this. I guess you can tell us more about this on May 3rd. If I want to put something down, if I want to work with you, do you do anything in-house or is it just through the banks at this time?
So no in-house financing at the moment, but we do work with all the banks. And so any bank of your choice. So some of the banks will be out there at our various offices, particularly in this one. So, you know, have a conversation with your bankers. We'll have them out there for you to discuss.
So who
are
the
banks
that are coming out there just to be
so
able to...
this Saturday we'll have REC with us. Mm-hmm. So they'll be joining us. But like I said, it's not limited to REC. So, you know, if you have a relationship with CIBC or any of the others, BOB, Scotia, you know, feel free to have initial conversations. We can connect you. We can give you all the information that you need.
Yes.
To get things going.
So I'll be ready to go today. If I decide to be able to talk to my bank say, okay, Howard, bring down X amount of dollars.
Today.
We could be able to get this particular thing done.
We could register
identify
you.
A particular property. You register me now. Everything is good like
and
that.
And the ball gets moving.
And we could start the ball moving, yes. Right? So I could essentially, my contract is be in my house before Christmas.
Correct. Well, I don't imagine we'll get in before Christmas. But if your contractors are that fast, yes. But there are no limitations on getting in now.
And you don't have any, do you have like a stipulation to say, I need all the houses to have this particular color or this structure or so forth and so on?
There's a guideline in place, but it's not hard and fast. But it's just to ensure cohesion. You don't want to be in a community where everything looks a little hodgepodge, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So there's a guideline document, you know, talks about certain.
So my three-story house could fit in there?
So our limitation in the community is two stories.
It's two-story.
So one story, one and a half, or two-story.
But you give consideration to decent people.
All parties are welcome.
All you have to do is tell them this is Howard.
This Howard, baby. And we'll have a three-story.
Praise God.
The whole Howard, the whole thing is about you being able to sit down with the developer. They will review whatever plans you would bring and give you advice on what's allowed, what's not allowed. You do not have to use the developer's builder. You can bring your own, but there will be requirements even for that builder you would bring to the table. He may be required to put down a bond before he would start your home. So there's some things in place to make sure the standard stays at a certain place.
Yeah, that's the only way you could be able to retain mm-hmm. the luxury status that you have. So Everyone has a particular caliber and a standard, a bar that they'll be able to work up to. Ryan Winter, guys, for being able to come in today. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go out. May 3rd, is there a number that we could call to find out more information?
So, yes, definitely you can call our office number, 323-7653. You can check out our website, which is Maison Bahamas, M-A-I-S-O-N Bahamas. .com/Windsor Lakes. You can see all the information that you need. Feel free to reach out. Feel free to come out on Saturday. We'll be glad to have you all, Bahamas.
Ladies and gentlemen, find out more about these things, man. I think a lot of us, if you're anything like me, can I say this in these last 2 seconds? I have been having a lot of dreams lately. I mean, listen, these dreams are blowing my mind. People I've never seen before. I'm always in the airport. I'm traveling and all these things like that. These dreams are blowing my mind. It says to me that the atmosphere is charged with change.
Right.
Not just for me. It says to me that the atmosphere is charged for change. It's time for you to be able to tap into something above the norm, the comforts, this kind of a contentment that you have, and reach for that luxury, reach for that space, reach for that time and opportunity. You want to be able to go out and be able to get some things for you and your family. You've been dreaming of it for a long time. Take a little waltz down there. Take a little stroll down there. May 3rd is going to be on-site.
Yep.
On-site. May 3rd, on-site.
Tell them ask for Jeremy.
Go straight down. Go straight down on that lane. Go straight down. And I think it's on the left-hand side.
Before the dead end. Yeah, because the road is cut off. So
go straight down. You'll pass the gate. You'll pass Albany Gate.
Pass, yes.
Right there on the left-hand side, you'll be able to see them. Call them 323-7653. 323-7653 MaisonBahamas.com to find out more information. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly. And don't be no strangers now. Come back and talk to us some more.
No, come on Saturday, Howard.
You can give me a discount?
Bring your dogs. We'll talk about it.
Bring my dogs? My God.
And your wife.
And my wife. I got to bring my wife for a swim. You can't put a dog before the wife. Jesus God, what kind of man you are?
I thought it was a man's best friend.
No. What my wife got? Praise God. I can eat that, right? For the city, that's magic. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so kindly for choosing, for tuning in with us. We're going to see you tomorrow, God's fear, right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.